Let us pray. Father, we honor you and praise you and thank you. And it is our prayer, God, that not myself, not anyone in here, not any other spirit will come in to hamper, hinder, or harass what it is that you're about to do with your people, through your word, through your message. Send your anointing. Break the bondages right now. Have your way, God. Let lost souls be saved. Let confused minds be straightened. And let those that are on the journey be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we want to talk about God will respond to your faith, but when? God will respond to your faith, but when? I guarantee there's somebody here today or some person that at every church, if you walk up and down in the four square blocks, there's somebody in those churches, including this one, ready to give up because they exercise their faith in God, but God has not answered them yet. You have to be careful when you exercise your faith. It's like exercising your body if you stop at shows. So you need... Yeah. Don't ask me how I know. Ain't none of your business. I got a roll board. Ain't none of your business. Amen. But God will respond to your faith, but when? Most of you will probably agree with me that in comparison to humanity, God just thinks and does things in a different way. In other words, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And let us not forget that his word will not return to him void, but will accomplish that which he sent it to do. And that just blesses me every time I read it, that when God speaks a word to me, when God speaks a word over your life, when he speaks to you through the word, that word will accomplish that which he sent it out to do. Not only will it accomplish the things he sent it out to do for me, it'll also accomplish what he sent out to do to those messing with me. Oh, my God. My God. Amen. And the fact that they may not have dealt with yet doesn't mean that God has forgotten. But we do all this stuff by faith. One of the truths that we find in Scripture is that God will respond to our faith. The question is when. You don't have to raise your hand. Anybody tired of waiting on God to respond? I mean, it's real. It's real.
Right.
Trying to be a Christian, trying to do what's right. It is real. The wait is real. And sometimes you just get tired, you feel like throwing up your hands and giving up. What is this church thing? What is this Bible? What is this Christianity thing? This thing just works for some folks, don't work for other folks. The girl last week, she prayed, she just joined the church, she got blessed with a house. I've been in that same church for 15 years, and I'm still in a hut. It's not based on what she was blessed with, it's based on what God has designed for you. Amen. Amen. This young lady may have been ready to move out of the hut. Yeah. Now in the house. But see, you never took care of your hut. So God said, if you don't take care of your hut, I'm not going to give you no house. See, we talk about increase, but God said, you didn't use what I gave you. We do our children the same way. What do you mean you want more allowance? You wasted the $5 I gave you. Now you want 7. Now you want 10. No. Show me what you're going to do with what you've been given. Same thing in church, same thing in ministry. God blesses us with gifts, and we get these positions and don't do nothing. And God said, why you want more when you haven't done anything with what I gave you? My mother never told me, eat your food first before you go for all the, it was her fault, apple pies, sweet potato pies, all those cakes. Yeah, I talk about food every Sunday morning, yeah. But they want you to eat the food first. And it's deep because that other stuff is calling your name. It's sitting right there. And she used to put the glass cover over it. Something about them glass covers that make it look like it's really talking to you. So you're trying to do something with that food, them peas and stuff. You trying to smack them up under the table or stuff. So you Jesus. In the Old and New Testament, we find God responding to the faith of his people, but he does not respond in the same manner or at the same time all the time. For the Christian, faith is crucial, critical, and essential for the journey. For we walk by faith and not by sight.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith without works is dead. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As a matter of fact, you turn me to Matthew chapter 8. Jesus expresses admiration of faith. Turn to Matthew chapter 8. I'm just trying to establish a little something here so we can move on with this message. Matthew chapter 8, beginning at verse 5. Jesus expresses his admiration of faith. Matthew 8 and verse 5. I'm reading from King James Version. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered, said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. God, Jesus, is looking for faith. Amen. He said, I haven't found great faith through the folk that supposed to be mine. But here you are. You say, look, don't come to my house. Just speak a word. That's powerful. We need to understand sometimes that God don't really need to come by your house. Just speak a word. And when the word is being taught, when the word is being preached, if that's a word for you and your house and your family and your sister, you grab that word out the air and you let that word minister to you and your family and your situation by faith. And you know how I know, because you came in, you know nobody else knows what you're going through but you. Or the person that does know, or the people that do know, don't even know what you're going through because they're not even here. And they do not have my phone number. And they do not have my cell phone number. And they did not tell me. But the Holy Spirit of God said, when you preach on today, I want you to say this and I want you to say that, because you are there to minister to the people. And if you want to get ministered to, God will minister to you if you are open to receive. So when there's a word going forth, don't let nobody distract you with all that nonsense. Look here, I'm serious. I'm not ready to do something I ain't supposed to do. I need a word from the Lord. Folks say, well, what you doing? What's going on? Why are you so serious today? I need a word. You got your word last week. That was a word for you. And I really enjoyed what God did with you. But when I found out he gave something to you, I also read that he's no respecter of persons. So this week I came back to get something for me. You got yours now. Don't disturb me while I'm trying to get mine. And you know, I never liked that. I never liked that even in elementary school. We get in line to get our cake and cookies. And the people that got their milk and cookies, you know, little milk, yeah. They got theirs and they want to joke around. Don't joke with me. I ain't get mine yet. I ain't laughing. I ain't playing with you. I don't have no milk and cookies. I can't smack my lips. I ain't got no white mustache. Come on. Wait till I get mine. One can also see that in some instances, as soon as people touch Jesus, he would say to them, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's look at Matthew 9:22. You remember the woman with the issue of blood? 12 long years. Well, Matthew 9:22 says, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole, and the woman was made whole from that hour. Pastor, what you trying to say? Hey, the centurion, you know, he said, look, speak a word. This woman been sick for 12 years. She touched the hem of his garment, and immediately. Okay? Some folk got to wait. Some folk get immediate. Yeah, what God is saying, they don't get mad. Just wait.
No matter how long it takes, I'm still God. No matter how long it takes, I still heard your prayer. I recorded your prayer. I'm about to answer you. But see, what you don't understand, I'm doing some deep, intimate things in your life, in your spirit, so that you'll be able to receive everything. See, you just want a band-aid. I'm about ready to heal you. You ain't got to cover that. Turn with me to Mark 10:52. Y'all remember blind Bartimaeus?
Yeah.
Look at Mark 10, verse 52. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And what did he do immediately? What? Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now turn with me to Luke 17. You don't mind if we have Bible study. I know it's on Wednesdays. Excuse me, I get my days mixed up sometimes. Luke 17, verse 11 through 19. Look what it says. You there, Luke 17, 11? And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 that were lepers, which stood afar off. And when they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. Sometime after the benediction, you'll get your revelation. See, as they went, because that word is still out there. His word won't come back void. That word is still out there. So that word is still ministering. Never think that we close down the service, we close down the word. We just shutting up the church, baby. That's all. That's all. We got locking up the church because we don't have afternoon service. But the ministry of the word still goes forward. You know, you can have church all in your house, you know. And you leave here, you can still have church in your car. Everybody jumping around, they ain't got the hippity-boppity-boo-dee. You know, some folks jumping around because they got the whole thing. Look, they just had a revelation, you know. They got a word from the Lord, and the revelation came as they were driving home. They were thinking about that word and meditating on that word. And God said, guess what? I know you don't want to put that key in the door when you get back home because you know what you left there this morning. But I want to have you know, because of your obedience, because you got up in the midst of that mess, and because you came out and pressed your way to church, when you get back, I cleaned up some stuff. I changed some situations. In your, I'm just talking about the God I serve. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Look at verse 15. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Yes. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto them, arise, go thy way, thy what? Thy faith has made thee whole. Some folks were, you know, by faith, they were healed immediately, or they were touched, or they got something from God immediately. Some had to wait. Some had to walk away. Just because you walk away from Jesus don't mean you walk away from your blessing. The key is don't walk away before you get what you came for. You better stop leaving church early talking about you got to go do something with your friends. Your friends need a word that you got for them. You can go help them. Oh, see, we don't see ourselves as ministers. We don't see ourselves as ministers. Turn me to Genesis 22. I'm going to go for the Old Testament here. I'll use Genesis 22 to do that. You remember Abraham and Isaac, right? When God told him, I want you to sacrifice your only son. My God. In Genesis 22, look what God does. Let's start at verse 7, Genesis 22, 7. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Isaac said, there's something wrong with this picture. Yeah. Isaac said, I've been down this road before. And what he's saying was, I've seen you make sacrifice before, Daddy, Abraham. But you always brought like an animal or something. I don't hear nothing. I wish I had a witness up in here. And I don't see nothing. I see the wood and the fire and some string, a rope, and a knife. You left the servants down the bottom of the hill. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And you told the servants, we'll be back. Oh, you didn't listen to what God says about we'll be back. But I can admire Isaac. I'm with him. He got a concern here.
Yeah.
Come on, Daddy. I swept out front. I cut the grass. I cleaned the garage out. I did dishes for you last night. What's the problem? Look at verse 8. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And that's simply showing us that when God speaks to you, no matter what it looks like, you ought to believe God in the midst of whatever it looks like. In the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of darkness, believe God for whatever God said. Don't forget, God is greater than darkness. He's greater than everything out there. And he don't have to lie to us. He does not play games with us. But Isaac said to the father Abraham, which is a type of God, Isaac being a type of Christ, saying, all right, Daddy, whatever you want. Nevertheless, not my will. And they look at verse 9. And they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And see, Abraham took this journey by faith. Everything Abraham did was by faith. But he exercised his faith, but God did not step in until he's already to slay his son. I'm trying to let somebody know, sometimes you got to go all the way to the edge before God. You got to go in. Before God responds to your faith, you got to go in. God will respond to your faith, but when? See, we're scared. If it don't look like God gonna bless us, we're gonna abandon ship. We changing churches, we changing God, we changing friends, we changing houses, we changing everything. Because God ain't answered me yet. So God doesn't always have a short answer, that's all I'm trying to say. Sometimes it's a long answer. But he's gonna answer. But so you gotta have enough faith to wait for the answer. And you know, since his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts, sometimes we don't even like the answer that he's going to send. Sometimes when he starts sending the answer, we don't even look like the enemy that you wanted him to get rid of is winning. That really messes you up. That messes me up too. Wait a minute, God. I didn't pray for you to bless them. And God said, you don't tell me what to do. Because if I bless them, they might treat you differently. And instead of y'all being enemies, y'all might become friends. So I got the ministry for both of you. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I guess I'll just, let me just go on the Daniel 3. Ain't nobody getting this thing. Everybody looking at me like, Pastor, you crazy. I've been waiting 20 years for God to do something. You tell me I still got to wait. Yeah, because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait, I say, on the Lord. See, God looking for some saints with patience that can wait, that don't need a rush job every time. That's what happens. We need everything in a rush. That's why they got the 1 hour cleaners and the 1 hour glasses, and they lie to you. I think I got my glasses in 1 hour. Well, technically, nothing. Take the sign now. Stop lying. You don't have no 1 hour church. They don't say God will bless you in 1 hour. We think everything will be 1 hour. Those few scriptures I use were just to illustrate that God responds to our faith, but when and how is not always the same. So when we compare, if I compare what God does for my wife, what he does for me, he may not do it the same way. And usually he does not. Amen. He might not make her wait. He make me wait because I procrastinate. See, y'all, I'm going to tell the truth. You got to look in the mirror and tell the truth. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. You can get better at stuff, but be real with yourself. Amen. One thing, when you all by yourself in the mirror, you have to be all high and mighty, all deep. Go ahead, be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. As we look at Daniel chapter 3 today, let's explore how God responds to the faith of Hananiah, Shadrach, Mishael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. And Minister Mitch preached a message about those names. That's not their names. So when I was working on this, I said, let me make sure But he said, oh, they look at me now. So I said, I was over early this morning, like 2:30. I said, I really don't feel like going through this and searching all this out. So I got my iPad out. And I didn't do research, I did some research. So Hananiah means beloved of the Lord. But Shadrach means by the sun god, illumined by the sun god. See, Hananiah means beloved of the Lord. His godly name means beloved of the Lord. But Shadrach means illumined by the sun god. Mishael means who is as God. Meshach means who is like Zenith, a false god. Azariah means the Lord is my help. Abednego means the servant of Nego, another false god. So they changed their name. But, you know, don't let folk change who you are. People call me all kinds of names, and I'm not always Mr. Oh, y'all get that later, right? Yeah. Somebody here said, yeah, I called him one too. Yeah, you did too? Yeah. He can, yeah. Pastor, okay, but sometimes I can really, yeah. Well, Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 12 was already read. So those scriptures are. So we want to deal with these three points. Who am I? Who am I? Because all you did was change my name. Who am I? All you did was change my name. Who am I? Number two, who do I belong to? I'm here, but this is not my home. That had to get like that when I used to work in the marketplace, in the world, the business world. I spent a lot of time there, but this ain't my home, but y'all crazy up in here. You got this. And number three, who do I trust? No matter how deep things get, I can't serve your God. Number one, who am I? All you did was change my name. Number two, who do I belong to? I'm here, but this is not my home. And number three, who do I trust or whom do I trust? No matter how deep things get, I can't serve your God. Now, you know, Judah, you know, God allowed them to be captured by Nebuchadnezzar. But just because you might find yourself in a strange place, don't mean you have to serve strange gods. I wish I had a witness in here. Amen. Just because you're on vacation, don't mean you... Some people only take a Bible with them on vacation. And they found out Gideon don't need no more in the hotel. They clean now. Long they got that word around. I want that word around. But you know what? It's got to be in you. That's how, the Spirit of the living God works within us. That's where conviction comes. That's where convincing comes from. From the Spirit of God that works within us. And you got to want to be. You got to really want to be a Christian. Because you don't want to be a Christian. God's not going to force you to be one. But you ought not play games. See, we get deep. When somebody play game with us, we get so mad, they play with my emotions. They play with my feelings. We get mad off in our day. But we go and mess with God all the time. Just waving ourselves before him like we really love him till we get what we want. Then we gone. It's deep how we don't like things done to us. But we do the same things to our God. Look at verse 13. Well, look at verse 12. There are certain Jews. Somebody say certain Jews. There's certain Christians get on my nerves. They don't never want to do nothing wrong. They make me sick. They've been in the church so long, they don't even want to do nothing wrong. Ain't that? What's wrong with them? They don't want to do nothing wrong. What's wrong with them? They don't even want to live close to the edge no more. Get on my nerves being a Christian. Certain Jews who are in a foreign land but decided that I'm not going to defile myself, decided that the God I serve, no matter where I am, he's there also. Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere that you go. It's so awesome when you begin to believe who he really is inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You remember Daniel chapter 1 where they wanted him to eat all the things that the other people ate? He said, no, I can't eat that mess. He said, give me some Quaker Oats and some water. And then 10 days come back. And in 10 days, Melzar came back and said, oh my God, look at y'all. And by the time it's time to take the examination, the final exam, they were smarter and had more knowledge than all the others. And see, some of their fellow Christians, some of the fellow Jews, they were for the wine, man. They said, look at here. Jude never had nothing like this up in there. You got to know what you stand for. Because really, you don't have to do what the crowd does. I wish I had a witness in here. You don't really, you know, if you're going to be a Christian, get used to looking like the sore thumb. Get used to looking like the only fish in the bowl. Magnified. That's what folks do to you.
And see, they don't appreciate, you know, your witness, but they just want to talk about you.
My God. They want to see how strong it really is. Are you really a Christian? Let me just poke at it a little bit. Let me just see if I can't tear that cover off. Sometimes I get you so mad, make you cuss. Because you cuss don't mean you're not a Christian. That means you're tired of folks picking on you. There's some things you and I do don't make you not a Christian. You're human, and those are areas God show you need a little work in there. You need a little work. Your vocabulary still messed up, honey. You still got some choice words up in there.
Some of us don't need to wear a hat because at the drop of the hat, you go to 0 to 60.
Mad as...
And the whole reason that Nebuchadnezzar built this image was because of the dream that he had. Is that Daniel 2? Where he had the dream and nobody could interpret the dream? So Daniel interpreted the dream for him. And when Daniel interpreted the dream, he said, it's an image, but the image that you saw is made of iron and clay and it's going to be destroyed. And the stone is going to come and just smash it. Yeah. And Nebuchadnezzar didn't realize that God was getting ready to tear him down. But you know what he said? I tell you what, I want to be a king. I want to be in power forever. There's some people in your life. There's some people around you. They want to be over you forever. And God is saying, no, no, no. See, Nebuchadnezzar, that's why he built the image of gold. Because he figured it was all gold. Nobody could ever tear it down. He said, no, no. The one in the dream had gold and clay and iron and clay. No, I don't want that. I want an all gold image. That's why he set it up. Because he wants to be king forever, and they're going to worship me forever. That's okay. You might find some folks that want to be worshipped forever, but you ain't got to worship them. You got to go tell them. Find somebody that wants to worship you forever. I can't worship you.
But they said, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That those are the names that they were given. They are not their godly names. You got to understand, God, when you set to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've been sanctified and redeemed.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that folk, you talked about, that folk used to call you. You're not that anymore. Minister Mitch said that. It is message. They would say, hey, son, son. Well, let me tell you something. I ain't that no more. And if you consistently walk the way you're supposed to walk, they'll find out you ain't that no more.
So when you no longer turn around when you hear that, they understand. You're not trying to be arrogant. You're not trying to be smart. I'm just not that. As a matter of fact, I'm so far away from that which I used to be, I can't even hear that. Like water on a duck's back. So just roll off. And as we become mature in Christ, stuff ought to roll off.
You got folks in your family that's still pushing at you and poking at you and trying you. You got to get to the point where stuff just roll off. I found
sometimes when you don't respond to stuff, it just dies. But if they can get a response from you, I think they got some control over you and get all in your grill, oh, they loving it. As a matter of fact, before you came home from church, they was on their cell phone with their friends watching sons just get back. This is all I want to say. Just this one line. And watch it be a hellstorm up in the house. You trying to get your blessing, and they planning to mess up your Sunday afternoon. I wouldn't even let them. I don't care if you got to go in the bathroom and bite your lip till it bleeds. Go down Home Depot and find you some fake walls so you can punch them. So, never let them see you sweat, baby. That's the way you got to do it.
This faith thing, this Christian walk, never let, look, they can be getting all up under your skin. Never let them see it. Never let them see it.
Just hold tight to what God said. Be still. We ain't got no bail money up in this church. We're trying to pay bills. We're trying to build God's kingdom. Don't go out here and mess it up. That's why I'm trying to get you straight from the jump. Don't go out here and bust it up, folks. Somebody find that scripture before we end the day. The battle's not yours, it's the Lord. Put them gloves down.
And see, because you have favor, because God favors you, because God is blessing you, because God is showing forth in your life. That's why they said, certain Jews which thou hast set, you set them on the affair. As a matter of fact, you said Daniel, and Daniel said, I got three of my friends that I know won't make me look bad. So you got to be careful when you're in charge of stuff. And when you can hire people, be careful. Because folks try to get a job, but you want folks that won't make you look bad. Oh, my God. You've been on that job long enough. You don't need nobody coming in messing up what God has established. Oh, my God. Some folks need a job, and some folks don't want to work. I wish I knew how. Pastor, I need a job. But they don't want to work. You just want money. Let me leave that alone. It was on the head, then it went boom. He said, but the folks that you agreed to, you signed the papers to put them over the affairs of the province, these same three, these certain Jews, see, there's certain Christians make me sick in the body of Christ. They always want to be on point. They want to do what's right. No, I can't do this. No, I can't do that. I don't want to be a stumbling block. I don't want to be that, because that's what God called them to be, not a stumbling block. You stumble enough on your own, God, and God has called you not to be a stumbling block. See, sometimes you can't do what you do in front of other folks, especially babes in Christ. You mess folk up. We're so busy trying to have fun, we forgot about the joy of the Lord. Well, you can have fun being a Christian. I didn't believe it either. I thought this was the corniest thing. I said, oh, my God. When God started calling me to preach, I said, oh, heaven's the best seat. Oh, oh Lord. I'm like, oh, my God. What the heck? Man, do you know the fun I'm having out here? I could put $30, $40 worth of cleaning, the clothes in the cleaner every week because I was just like that. I had to tell you two or three times, oh, you saw me in that? Watch. When I come out the house again, I was up in Germantown, man. Hey, you know?
I think that's why they robbed me, because they saw everything I had.
I came home one day, boy. They had broken the crib. And they had stuff at the door to come back. But I had a...
I said, I hope they see me come in.
They took my tangerine leather. That matched my little afro.
See, y'all don't want to be real. See, I already know where I came from.
I already know, but that was the life I wanted. I thought that was it. I saw it on TV. Sheriff, you blink right. Yeah. But I thought that was it. Working, making money, you know. I was in up there at my sister's house. She wouldn't charge me that much. I said, cool. Man, I was just like wasting money. Or if I knew today what I knew now. That's why I let my kids know, this is how you do this. Just know the system, know how to work the system for God's glory. You know, let money work for you, don't work for money. But I thought that was it. And God would call me. I said, Lord, man. I know I was in church, I was small, but I thought I had been away from that, man. You know, come on. Come on, God, we cool, man. I did my 10 years with you. What you do 10 years time? You ought to be getting out. You bet. And then I heard all the voices in my head when people used to tell me when I was in elementary school and junior high school, we used to do plays and stuff. We used to do poems and everything. Oh, boy, you're a good speaker. I remember at my elementary school graduation, my mother told me, this man, he was so drunk, he didn't know what she said. She said, that's my son. This man said, well, he even going to be a speaker? Well, he going to be the president. That boy can speak. Kind of stuff be coming back to you as you grow up. Because everything I did, I'm somewhere, somebody plays, somewhere saying something. And I remember we recited the creation when God stepped out in space. I love that poem. I thought I had it down pat. And so they started the play without me. They started reciting the poem. I was in front. I had to run around and come to the back of the stage. And my part was, and God said, that's good. I thought they couldn't hear me. Because I was in the back. They laughed at me. I'm back there. That's good! I had no idea about acoustics in a place that they could hear me. But I figured since I was caught in the back, they wouldn't let me come up front, that I had to scream my part.
And somebody say, what does that have to do with the word? I did not come to church at Comedy Central. I came to get a word from the Lord. But see, the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, you can't be real. I don't like folks to get called to Christ and get all deep on me. God can sanctify your personality. He already know who you are. Be who you are. That's what I love about this church. You come to my house, you come here, you come wherever we are, we're going to be the same. All of America, people talk about Pastor crazy. You're right. And God called me in my craziness. Because he said, if you crazy, you can get some crazy people to come to Christ. It takes one to know one. Oh, yeah, let me get on with the word. Amen. Amen. Sister Pat got a celebration. I'm sorry, Pat. Let me get on with it. Nebuchadnezzar got mad. Look at verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And verse 14 says, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, is it true? I will give respect to Nebuchadnezzar because some of us believe whatever we told. You don't even verify it. Especially if you don't like the person. Like if you don't like pastor, whatever they tell you, you got it. It's all on Facebook. It's a lie. Okay. I'm finished with that. Is it true, O Shadrach, verse 14, Meshach and Abednego, do not ye serve my God to worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready that at what time you hear the sound of all the music, if you don't fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You got to figure out who you are. Nebuchadnezzar, all you did was change my name. I'm still God's child. You got to let folks know. I don't care where I work. I don't care where I am. I'm still a child of God. When the pastor say, I'm from the Levitical tribe. I'm a Levite. I'm royal priesthood. I might not dress like it, but I don't need to dress like a royal priesthood because it's on the inside. See, when you get the New Testament, it ain't all about how you dress and all the different garments and all the things they had on. It's the inside priesthood we're talking about. Then Nebuchadnezzar is raging in fury. He commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They brought these men before the king, and he asked them, is it true? Then he said, if you don't bow down, then you're going to be cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. See, you got to understand, you can't dance everybody's music. I'm sorry. I know you know the moves. I know you remember the steps, but you're not dancing to that no more. You changed partners. We're so busy trying to show folk that we can be a part of something, we don't even know what we are. So you got to know who you are. Who are you in Christ? I know what they call you. I know what they call you on the block. That's a lie. That's what they think you are. You go, God said you are. That's exactly. So who am I? All you did was change my name. Amen. I remember some folk, they used to call people names. They said, put a mister in front of a missus.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Witch. Yeah. Mrs. Witch. Bum, Mr. Bum. But you don't know what God's doing in my life. Please be patient with me. God's not through with me yet. And you know what you can't do? You can't keep on trying to live your life for other folk. I wish I had a witness in here. Because you'll never be consistent at anything. You'll find yourself fluctuating and changing and being this day, this, that, that. Hey, I ain't deep like that. I got one personality, crazy. That's all I am, y'all. Saved and crazy. I can't be changing around. Okay, I'm going over to Mother Island's house. Okay, Mother. Hi, Mother. Is there any gospel shows on? I don't look at the shows that they kill people. No. Come on. Stop the violence. Shadrach, look at verse 60. Meshach and Abednego answered and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. And what it says in the New Revised Standard verses, they said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to present a defense to you in this matter. I already know who I am. I already know who I belong to. I'm not trying to be smart. I respect you. Thank you for the job that you gave me. But you can take this job. No, I thank you for the job that you... Lord have mercy. Hey, my God. You're only a minute away from being saved. I'm trying to let y'all see that, okay? All right, so... He said, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, listen to the faith talking. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able
to deliver. And I would like what they said. Say, when you gave us these jobs, you knew who we were. You knew from jump who we were. Daniel asked you to hire us. So don't get deep on us because you interpreted your dream and now you're afraid you're going to be dethroned. You know who we were. And guess what? To keep this job and to keep the house you let me live in and to keep the benefits and to bow down to your image, I ain't doing it. Because the God I serve, the God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. I said, God, he will deliver us out of thy hand, which means that even if I get burned up, you ain't got me. You know, you thought you could destroy me, but well, I don't have to listen to this no more. They were young men, but they already knew who they were. They knew who they belonged to. They knew that they tried to change their name. See, they didn't know that when they called those Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went to the bank, they pulled out Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah accounts. Look, the wealth of the wicked. Who do you think paid them? Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, I wish I... But if not, be it known to the king, we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. Because we got folks in our lives that think they are our gods. And when we don't do what they want, they hold count, don't they? Don't they start bringing up stuff? You were not. I found you out on the street. I cleaned you up. I bought you Dove soap. I had your hair done. I had your hair cut. I bought you your first dress. I bought you your first suit. I bought you to church. I got you saved. What? I need to hire you. You're going to bear some matter. Don't let folk talk that crap to you. Because if you want to help me, help me. Don't bring it up no more. If you love somebody, especially married folk, if you're going to do something for your wife, your husband, do it. Don't be bringing it up so you can get something for your birthday. I bought you that big thing for Christmas, my birthday. You ain't bought me nothing. Because I'm still paying off the bill from Christmas, you fool. You spent all that money. You spent all that doggone money trying to show off for the Joneses. I'm still paying the bill. Yeah, it's pretty. But it's hurting me. I tell folks, how are you going to enjoy something that you can't pay for? Don't buy it. Just look at it and tell God about it. God, I want that. And so God give it to you. Don't go buy it. Don't let folks talk you and all that stuff. You driving around looking all deep, you know, with your rims. You cool. Hey, Mom, what's for dinner? Hey, Mom, I bought a few dollars. We'll take my girl out. I'm old school, boy. You better get it right. Get it right. Especially brothers, get it right. Get it right. My God. Mom said, come on over. I'll give you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Don't forget, y'all, that's good. I watched that food show. They got a whole restaurant that sells all these different peanut butter jellies. Oh, making all that money. I said, Lord have mercy. Ain't that Skippy and Jiffy? Look at verse 19. There was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visit was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one seven times more than it was wont to be heated. Seven times. Don't forget about the number seven. Don't forget about the number seven. He gave me throw three people in a seven times hot furnace. Three people, three in a seven times hot furnace. I'm not talking about spiritual numbers. That's all I'm saying. Three people into a seven times hot furnace. But see, they exercise their faith. But when is God going to respond? The woman with the issue of blood, he responded immediately. I'm already going to the furnace. Yo! Sir! I said, what's what you saw me to say. I told Nebuchadnezzar what you saw me to tell him where you're at, God. Thank you, ain't put me in the... I need to let somebody know today that sometimes you got to go in for God to respond to your faith. You got to be in the hospital room. Cancer got to get in your body before... You got to get in the heat of the mess before God responds to your faith. Just because you're in the heat of the mess doesn't mean that God is not going to respond. He heard your call. He heard your cry. He heard your faith. That's all God's trying to show. Don't give up. Have enough faith to hold on beyond the fire, beyond the heat, beyond the disease, beyond the divorce, beyond the breakup. Beyond the mess up. Beyond the foreclosure. Beyond the sadness. You work in your faith. God will respond to your faith. But when? Just keep it moving. Keep on pushing forward. Because God has given the spirit of fear. You already said what you needed to say. And the enemy is mad. Their countenance has changed. You're in front of all these people, and you say, oh, King, I respect you, but I ain't bowing. As a matter of fact, I don't even like your orchestra. I don't like your music. I can't bow to you because the God I serve. He said, okay, cool. That's the God you serve? He's going to deliver you? Then look, y'all, go get them big flamethrowers and heat this furnace 7 times hotter because I think I got some folks that need to go in there. But then he says, he tells the mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because when the music played again, they ain't bowed out. And see, you got to mean what you say. Stop playing church. I remember folk that used to want to be Christians at certain times. On my job, as soon as they got in trouble, they just take it on me because I'm a Christian. No, they're not. They don't even know you're a Christian. Because I didn't know. And I'm a Christian. I can pick out a Christian. I ain't know you're a Christian. I've been working with you for 15 years. I ain't know you weren't no Christian. You ain't never the Christian thing up in here. Let me tell you something. Come here. Let me put you in the corner. I don't want to embarrass you in front of all your coworkers, but you ain't no Christian. You know, I got to help folk out sometimes. Don't you come to church, don't mean you're a Christian. You got to practice the Bible. Folk love to wear that stuff and they get in trouble. Oh, the enemy on my track. I guess so. You in his game. And the mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast into the burning fire. You already know. You heard this several times. They kept the clothes on. They might as well put kerosene on. They did not know they had those new flame retardant suits they sell up there on Broad Street for the men. Flame retardant suits they had on. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hose, and their hats, and their other garments that were cast in the midst of the burning fire. First, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent. The enemy gets urgent because you keep on exercising your faith. God, when you going to answer me? God, when you going to answer me? God, when you going to answer me? God, I already told him what you told me to tell him. I'm not afraid, but now I feel the heat. Anybody feeling the heat in here? You've been standing on the promises of God. You've been exercising your faith, and it's getting real close. They've been messing with you. God told you it shall not happen, but Lord, they're getting pretty doggone close. I can feel them breathing down my neck. I can see them in my rearview mirror. God, you got to do something, and you got to do something quick. God said, stop looking in your rearview and look through your front mirror. Look through your windshield. See where I'm taking you? There's some places that God has taken you that those that are trying to get you can't go. The king's commandment urged in the furnace exceeding hot. The flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let me stop right here to let somebody know. See, when people mess with you, they messing with you as they think you are. They didn't really throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. They threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So what did they throw in the fire? They threw in the fire, beloved of the Lord, who is God, the Lord is my help. That's a hell of a combination to throw into a hell fire.
feet. See, when they change your name, you're not that. But they are so full of evil, they think that you are who they call you. But because you are who God called you, they thought they were throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. Jesus and God don't recognize Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They recognize Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Pastor, what do you say? When they responded to King Nebuchadnezzar, they didn't respond as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They responded as Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Pastor, what are you saying? When you go for that job interview, don't go up there like you defeated. Go up there, I'm victorious. When you go in prayer, don't go in like that thing got you. Go up there like you got that thing. Because in order to lead with the Lord, you got to have a handle on it. God, I can't do nothing with. Who am I? Who do I belong to? Who do I trust? They trusted in God. I know you've been called a lot of things. Some of my own family call us stuff, but that's not who you are. See, they look at an unfinished product. Tell folks, you're going to write the book on me, don't write the last chapter yet. Because God ain't done. Matter of fact, you ought to put the pen down and try to do something for your own life. But just in case you want to talk to folk about me, don't try to conclude. Don't have any concluding matter on my life. I know it don't look like much right now. I know some houses in South Philadelphia, they was all torn down and messed up. I went by there, now they want about $100,000 for them. Don't look torn down no more. See, when you start out, you look torn down and messed up, but let God get his hand all in there. God's working on you, he's working on me. He's not through with you yet. But sometimes you got to be tried in the fire. They put him in there. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They bound them and put them in there. You got to be careful. They bound Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But actually, they tied up God. They tied up the love of the Lord. They tied up who is as God. And they tied up the Lord is my help. You might as well just go ahead and get a fire extinguisher. That's how some of you are. You got enough faith in you that the fire can't touch you. But the only way you know it can't touch you is to be in there. How you know fire can't burn you? You ain't in the fire yet. I wish I had a witness here. You see, we want these easy blessings. See, everything from God ain't easy. Salvation is free. But the journey, and see, in order for you to know that certain things can't mess with you, you got to be in there. You got to experience it. In order for you to walk around talking about fire can't burn me, you have to have been in a fire that could have burnt you. Oh, come on, somebody. In order for you to have faith that fire can't mess with, you had to have your faith in a fire that had the ability or the potential to melt your faith. But when is God going to answer these three young men? They've been faithful long enough. Do you agree? Oh, let's finish this thing up so we can get out of here. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors. You know, they had a window on that thing that he could see in. Because when you're evil, you like to see what you're doing to folk. Everybody hear about torture camps? They love it, don't they? They don't want you to die all at once. They want to pick at you. Nebuchadnezzar, evil wants to pick at you. And he said, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Guess what he responded? I thought y'all put three in bound. I see four loose. He said, if y'all don't get that new math out of here. I don't know how I put in three men bound. And now I see four men loose. Walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt. Because if fire's going to consume you, you ain't walking nowhere. Could you just put on your imagination? They threw them in the fire. And they walking around in the fire like, okay. I told you, Nebuchadnezzar. The God I serve. Can you imagine them walking around in the fire and it's not touching them, it's not burning them? If I had it my way, I would say they didn't even perspire. Thank you. Never let them see you sweat. But see, you don't know what you can deal with until you've been there. A lot of us sit down and we sit, you know, like the men used to sit in Wharton Street Park down South Philly, talk stuff. If it was me, this is what I do. In ministry, in Christ, you got to go there so you know what you would do. And he said, I see four men loose. I don't see three, I see four loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I said, poor Nebuchadnezzar did not know that when he put beloved of the Lord in the fire, and who is as God in the fire, and the Lord is my help in the fire, that the word would meet the word in the fire. I just wanted to let somebody know today, I know you're going through something, but God's got you because you already exercised your faith. He's about ready to respond to you. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth. Don't forget, those that threw them in were slain by the fire. So Nebuchadnezzar said, whoa. Let me just come near. He came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake. It still called them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I said to myself, they probably didn't say, he still don't know who we are. But as long as we know, there's some folks that don't know who I am. But as long as I know. And I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Oh my, when you walk around humble, God will raise you up. He'll put you in places that folks don't think you ought to be there. But when God put you there, they can't put you down. Stop trying to work your own stuff and let God work it for you. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Guess what? The fire was still burning. That's why Nebuchadnezzar couldn't get but so close to the furnace. How are you going to walk out of a burning fire? You're in the burning fire. You walk around in the fire. You walk out of the burning fire. The fire is still burning because it can't consume you because God is in your life. There's some stuff that can't consume you because God is in your life. I know they changed your name. I know they called your name. That's not who you are. Please don't get upset with them. They really don't know what they're talking about. They really don't know your real name. And that's why they keep on messing with you, because they think they know who you are. But God already knows who you are. You already spoke the word of the Lord in your own life. You spoke it through faith. And now God is saying, I got you. God finally answered them. He responded to their faith when they were in the fire. In the heat of the trouble, God might respond to your faith. Now, he might respond to it immediately like the other scriptures we use, or he might just respond when you get in there. But ain't nothing wrong with meeting Jesus in the heat of the mess. They done talked about you, done scandalized your name, ostracized you and everything. And lo and behold, when they were trying to destroy you, start looking in your life, looking through that which was supposed to destroy you and consume you. Hey, didn't we throw prayer, praise, and worship in the furnace? They walking around and they're praising God. Pam and they're crying out, hallelujah. They have no hurt. That's because you call them one thing, but they already know who they are. They already know who they belong to. And they already know whom they trust. We just stopped by today to let you know that God will respond to your faith. You just need enough faith to hold on until he responds. They might heat the fire seven times, but let them heat it as hot as they want to. It's all right. God still got you. You have to go into the situation before God will respond. Wow. See, when you believe God, expect God to move. Amen. Don't put a time limit on them. We do that sometimes. God, if you don't move by Sunday, I'm being church. I'm looking all pretty. I'm going to have my best dress on. If you don't move by Sunday in front of the people so they know I'm blessed and sanctified, and for, you got to move in my life. I'm tired of folks looking at me like I don't know nothing. Because I work late, can't make Bible study. They think I don't know. I know you, God. Look, I'm tired of looking at me like that, like I'm a visitor. Don't do stuff to be seen. Do stuff to bring God glory. Do like they did. I know what they're calling me, but that's not who I am. I know who I am in Christ. And God, because I have my faith in you, I got to let the Nebuchadnezzar in my life know. I'm not going to bow down to you. I'm not going to dance to your music. and I'm not going through your nonsense. Because the God I serve, he's able to deliver me. And let it be known, Nebuchadnezzar, if he does it, he's still God. Somebody needs to know today. I'm just having a rough time dealing with that. I said, God, why this Christian, why do they die and the other one live? He said, one thing, my ways are not your ways. The other thing is, don't look at death as a defeat. Precious in the sight of the Lord is it. So, he or she had faith. But guess what? I called them home. If I left them there, you wouldn't have time to take care of them in the condition that they're in. They already knew I got a building not made with hands. God is speaking to us today. Sometimes you got to go in the midst of the mess. You fighting for your children, for something for them in school, you got to go in the midst of it. And because it doesn't turn out the way you want, don't worry about it. Sometimes you got to go to kangaroo court on your job. This is a bunch of mess. But wait till God gets finished. I tell folks, go through the motion without the emotion. If you got to cry, say, I need to take a break. I need a bathroom break. You go in there and get your good cry on and get you some Visine and put it in your eye and come back out next. God will strengthen you when we exercise our faith. What is it all about? They that wait upon the Lord, let us all stand, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. God sent Christ to die on the cross that we might have eternal life. God will respond to your faith, but I need everybody in here to get in the game. Stop trying to play it from the sidelines. Stop trying to play it by your own rules. When you want to go, when you want to worship, what you want to read, what your priorities are, that's not faith, that is foolishness. Everything else you do, everything else we do, we go by the rules. We know the rule book. Ask somebody in the union. They know every page of the union book. Paragraph C, section B, paragraph A, line 24 says. I need somebody to know what says. Genesis chapter 22 says. Exodus says. That's what I'm going to play by the book. If I want God to bless me, I got to play the thing like God wants me to play it. Open the doors of God's house. If you want God to bless you, play it God's way. Do it God's way.